I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Hartford was one of the few towns in Vermont that turned thumbs down on both its school and municipal budgets on town meeting day. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, voters will get another chance to weigh in at the end of the month.
Hartford's town budget would raise taxes by about 9%, but town manager Hunter Riesberg says those increases are necessary to fill some long vacant positions and to pay off debts already incurred. Still, Rebecca White, a Hartford native and University of Vermont student, wondered if some of those new employees could be phased in. And she wasn't sure the budget process had been thorough and transparent, especially when she heard a select board member criticize it.
And so if there's members of the select board and members of the community that have researched into this and say, hey, I think we need another go at this, and the tax rate is a 9% increase, then I say yes, then we need to relook at it. And if we can come up with anything better, then that's a step in the right direction.
But now White won't just be watching that revision process from the sidelines. She has just won her own race for Hartford Select Board at the age of 20.
That was something that people really, I think, saw as a qualifier, the fact that I was willing to run at age 20 and also that I'm comfortable speaking about issues that affect oftentimes people in town who are excluded.
White, a proud alumna of Hartford High School, does support the education budget that most other voters rejected. That defeat surprised Lori Dickerson, who was reelected to the school board.
But having heard that there was so much against the town budget, I think maybe some people were just of the mindset, let's just say no to everything and see what they can come back with.
Unlike most towns, Hartford holds its annual floor meeting several weeks after its election. So on March 28th, the revised town and school budgets will come up for another vote. Between now and then, school and town officials will have to scrutinize every penny to see if they can squeeze out more savings. In the case of school funding, that could mean layoffs. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.